Well, Darrell, a very curious day in many ways.
Yeah, a bit of a disappointment not to get to the 300, which would have kept us up. I think I thought we were excellent for the two sessions, and obviously the guys this morning put on that big partnership, James Cameron and Vikram. And then again, the second session, we were looking good at tee. I think we needed 45, I think it was, and then it all went wrong, unfortunately.
If you knew the answer to this, you'd probably be coach of England, but is there any reason for that? I mean, was there a bit of panic go through the dressing room? What happens?
None that was apparent, but I think you'd obviously say that I think the pressure got to us a little bit. I think we lost, was it 7 for 33, I think, and 5 for 5 at the end. I think it was obviously, the guys going out under pressure, particularly the lower order, are not in the team for their batting at times, but it just disappoints. You need somebody to take responsibility and get you over the line in that situation, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
One or two, well, a bit unlucky if it'd been nice, Cavese out to a wonder catch from Benkenstein, to be fair.
Yeah, that sort of started the rot really, straight after tea. It was an unbelievable catch, to be fair, and pretty unfortunate. Moen Ali earlier was unfortunate as well, having caught down the leg side. It's just unfortunately, it wasn't to be today, but whistling this game. We had a lead going into the second innings, and hopefully we can knock them over tomorrow and knock the runs off and get 16 points.
When Durham began their second innings, Alan Richardson, the metronome, really. I think six overs, six maidens on the bounce there, really.
Yeah, he's done that all year, really, isn't he? He just hits his line and length, hits the top of off stump, and he's been exceptional all year, and that continued, particularly after the knock of not getting to 300. The boys were down, but Alan stood up to be counted then and came in and bowled a beautiful spell. Unfortunately, didn't get a wicket tonight, but we'll have to regroup overnight and come hard tomorrow morning.
Clearly it is bitterly disappointing you pulled up short of the 300, but it's still dependent on Hampshire getting the full set down at Southampton, and that's by no means guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'd rather be in our position than theirs at the moment. They've got to get 400 and win from there as well, having Warwickshire getting nearly 500. So, yeah, we're in the strong position in the pound season. It's in our hands. We can win this game or draw this game, and we're up. So we'll be looking to go into tomorrow morning to bowl them out and try and knock the runs off.
Decent test of character. It might look a bit better after a good night's sleep, I suspect, and if your opening attack can come out and blast one or two out early on tomorrow morning.
Yeah, definitely. It was difficult this evening after taking that knock, but we've just got to regroup overnight, and I'm sure there's plenty of characters in that dressing room, and hopefully we can pick ourselves up and start well in the morning and look to win this game.
That presumably is the message that's in the post-day's talk afterwards, without breaching any confidence. It's right, we've got to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, even before we went out in that second innings, that was the thing. It's in our hands, and we had a lead. So we lead on first innings up here in Durham's no mean feat in itself. So we've got that lead. We unfortunately didn't take a wicket tonight, but we come back tomorrow and we try and knock him over.